So, in other words, do you think the Catholic Church, as it stands today, the Vatican, has become politicized to the extent that it's no longer able to take on controversial issues like homosexuality, like some of the other moral issues that we face today? Or is it just unwilling to do so?
It's not willing to do so because half of the people there in the Vatican are queer. And they have not handled the horrible situation in the church. In fact, they have fostered it because, as I say, they are trying to destroy the church.
What do you think the role, for instance, of the Freemasons and some of the other apostate or satanic elements in society have played on the church recently? We know that there's a long history of involvement of certain groups like the Masons in the Catholic Church. But what do you think their current influence is, and do they have influence over Pope Benedict?
He's one of them. He was one that influenced the last four anti-popes.
Well, you say that Benedict, do you think Benedict is a Freemason himself?
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised.
Now I'm going to ask you a very controversial question. Do you think that Benedict is a homosexual, in your opinion?
I certainly do.
Oh, really?
Why else would he put up with this? He was in charge of stamping it out, and he did nothing. He just kept quiet. Keep things quiet. Don't do anything. We don't want to disturb anybody. So then when it breaks out, which it had to eventually, now he's changing his tune here, there, and everywhere. He's suddenly going to bring the mask back, and he's going to get behind the thing he always scorned before, that Fatima devotion and stuff like that. He's a slippery character.